Welcome back to episode 105. This one is entitled, God Will Not Be Mocked. While reading chapter 33 in the book of Ezekiel, I feel the need to clarify something. We as a people are being deceived in ignorance or willingness. You need to understand that God does everything decently and in order. I feel compelled to warn you as I break this thing down. This portion is for those who think they are anointed to lead, even if it is of self. The Lord says that if He brings a sword or judgment on the people, the leaders they have chosen have a spiritual obligation to warn them. I need you to be aware that God is zealous in this vexation. The consequences for these individuals are grave. These counselors will be held accountable. If your chosen shepherds, are you paying attention? Refuse to warn you, your blood is on their hands. But don't get this twisted. You are liable for your actions, and you will die for your sin. God will not excuse foolishness under the guise of empty-headedness. If your commanders warn you and you reject them, they are then relieved of any culpability. You will die in your sin, just as you have chosen to shun the olive branch that Jesus extends to you. Let's be clear. Any warning that is given, no matter how or whom it comes from, is of God. The reason I steadfastly express this is that I am a watchman, called of God, anointed and ordained to walk in His truth. This is a serious vocation, and I refuse to have anyone's blood on my hands, thereby knowing the dire outcomes. I choose to keep my life. Listen carefully, for it is written, "Now as for you, son of man, say to the house of Israel, thus you have said, truly our transgressions and our sins are on us, and we are rotting away because of them. How can we live?" Ezekiel 33:10 of the Amplified Version. You feel overwhelmed, defeated, not knowing how to escape the enemy's stranglehold over you, believing that you can't be forgiven because of your sinful lusts and misdeeds. Pay attention to the Lord's reply. Say to them, "As I live, says the Lord God, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that the wicked turn from his way and live." Did you get that? Choose life. Turn back, change your way of thinking, turn back in repentance from your evil ways. For why should you die, O house of Israel? Ezekiel 33:11 of the Amplified Version. This is why you must do your part. Incumbency is vital. I need you to understand that to be delivered, you must have a heart of sincere repentance for their sudden trespasses. Your sudden trespasses. Similarly, the wicked believe that they can continue in evil, and then on their deathbed, or when they come to know that the end is near, they can ask for forgiveness and all is well. God will not be mocked. I am going to expose this lie and confirm the demystification. It is written, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Revelations 22:11-12 of the King James Version. Do you understand? As his work shall be, God will not be dishonored. In Matthew 24:42-51, Jesus admonishes us to be ready. In the form of the wise servant who remains faithful to his calling, to his commitment to God. But here is what is written of the wicked servant, because this behavior is found to be typical. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and he shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken. Are you paying attention? Because this is for the saved who choose to live like unbelievers. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion. Now pay attention. With the hypocrites, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That is the King James Version. Let us take this further, because many do not understand that there is a confession and undoing of past injustices that must be achieved to rectify the offenses. Confirming that a deathbed proclamation or attempting to hide from justice just because you have decided to do right is not of God. In other words, you will reap what you have sown, but it is the attributes and your temperament that will shine light on the veracity and reliability of your commitment. It is written, if a wicked man returns what he took as a pledge, pays back what he had taken by robbery, walks in the statutes which ensure life without committing injustice, he will certainly live. He will not die. Ezekiel 33:15 of the Amplified Version. And for a third time, God will not be mocked. The verse before this one says, but when I say to the wicked, you will certainly die, and he turns from his sin, and here it is, practices that which is just, fair, and right. Ezekiel 33:14 of the Amplified Version. Know this, you must walk this thing out. Always coming from a place of love. Thank you for joining us here again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.